everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A New York appeals judge rejected Donald Trump's latest effort to delay his hush money trial, declaring he can't get a fair shake in New York City and complaining about a limited gag order.
Jury selection is set to begin Monday. Prospective jurors will fill out a 7-page questionnaire asking whether they've ever attended a Trump rally, follow him on social media, or belong to an array of extremist groups like Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, or Antifa. Potential jurors will also be asked if they have strong opinions about Trump or firmly held beliefs about whether a former president can be charged with a crime.
ABC's Aaron Kontursky. Arizona doing away with a woman's right to choose. That state's Supreme Court ruled that a law dating to Arizona's territory days that bans virtually all abortions is the law of the state now. Missouri gave a lethal injection to Brian Dorsey, condemned for shotgunning his cousin and her husband to death in 2006 after he couldn't get money out of them to pay drug dealers. This is ABC News. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene released a 5-page letter to Republicans detailing why she wants Speaker Mike Johnson gone.
Taylor Greene writes she will not tolerate the leadership of Speaker Mike Johnson. Greene writes it's been a complete and total surrender to, if not complete and total lockstep with, the Democrats' agenda. She issues a warning to fellow Republicans that they could lose support from their constituents and lose majority of the House by supporting Johnson. Perry Russom, ABC News, Washington.
Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts made a rare public appearance addressing the Legal Services Corporation Gala, which bills itself as the largest funder of high-quality legal assistance.
Like most forms of public service, the work of legal aid lawyers is not a path to wealth or fame, but it is a path to making a meaningful contribution to our society and to the cause of equality and justice for all.
The Legal Services Corporation celebrating 50 years of service. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Body parts are turning up around Milwaukee County. A human leg was found in a park in Cudahy last week. Another body part was found in Milwaukee a few days later. The family of a missing teenager says it wants answers. Authorities can't confirm a connection, but they have brought in someone for questioning. Republicans like Congressman Brian Stiles say the student loan forgiveness program President Biden pitched in Madison Monday is a desperation move.
There's a reason he's doing it in the most progressive city in the state and targeting students. He's trying to buy votes.
Biden says it would free up millions of Americans burdened by debt and benefit the economy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got a 9-5 win tonight in Cincinnati to even that series one game apiece. Game three of the four-game series tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks beat the Celtics 104-91. Milwaukee jumped out to an early lead and never looked back. But in the third quarter, Giannis Antetokounmpo came up limping and had to leave the game. Doc Rivers.
Team announced he was out with a left soleus / calf strain. Just curious, did he get an Achilles tendon test?
Yeah, they're testing him for the calf right now, which obviously MRI.
Okay, and as far as you know, there's no updates on that. It's just
no, he just left a little while ago.
I asked how high is the level of concern
for Giannis?
That's a good question. High, I would say that. But, you know, Giannis, I think everyone probably feels the same way as I do right now. So we're just going to hope for the best.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies to take us through the overnight. Lows near 40, light southwest winds. On your Wednesday, we'll see sunshine, then a few clouds gathering. Our high temperatures in the afternoon rising to the mid and upper 60s. Shower chances Wednesday night. Currently 49 degrees.
Talk that matters to you and fits your lifestyle.
Tune out all the yelling and screaming.
Come soarin' with Eagle 1490.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Those of you who listen to our book reports during the breaks, those are mostly just on our nonprofit stations while our for-profit stations are in commercial breaks. I just recorded a new one, Tripped, Nazi Germany, the CIA, and the Dawn of the Psychedelic Age by Norman Ohler. He's the New York Times bestselling author of Blitzed. And he's with us. Norman is a novelist, screenwriter, and journalist based in Berlin, Germany. He's author of this new book, Tripped, Nazi Germany, the CIA, and the Dawn of the Psychedelic Age. Norman, OHLER.DE is his website. And it's Norman, OHLER on Twitter. Norman, welcome to the program. What got you started on this book?
Hi, I'm very happy to talk about these ideas that I tried to, you know, research. For me, the book started at home with my family. I had read a white paper of an American startup called Elusis. They claimed that microdosed LSD would be good against Alzheimer because microdosed LSD would stimulate the very same receptors that Alzheimer degenerates. And I discussed this with my mother, who suffers from Alzheimer at an earlier stage back then when we started, and with my father, who had been a judge in Germany, quite a high judge, actually, not a drug person at all. Actually sent people to prison for drugs. So for him, this was new territory. And he said to me, if LSD might be helpful for diseases like dementia and also depression, could be treated with psychedelic compounds, why can't I, he asked me, why can't I go to the pharmacy of our small town and just buy it if it's so helpful? So I said, I will research this for you. This will be my new book, and I did find actually very interesting occurrences in the very early history of LSD when the Swiss pharmaceutical company, which discovered it, was very hopeful to turn it into a medicine. So I researched what went wrong with LSD. Why does it have such a bad reputation these days? Why did it become illegal in the first place? And can it actually help us now, or is it dangerous and should be forbidden?
Yeah, it's certainly potent. I have taken LSD multiple times in my life. It's been a lot of years since then, but it's potent stuff, and it's transformational stuff too. What do you talk about Nazi Germany and the CIA? how do these things get into there?
Yeah, this is a curious story actually. While I was in the archives of Novartis Pharmaceutical Company, who swallowed Sandoz, the inventors of LSD, I found interesting documents that led from the CEO, the Swiss CEO, Arthur Stoll of Sandoz, in the mid-40s to Richard Kuhn, who was the leading Nazi biochemist, because these two men had actually been friends and they had shared information. And then when Sandoz discovered LSD and they actually had no idea what it was
we're talking about Albert Hoffman here, right?
Well, Albert Hoffman is the chemist who discovers, and Stoll is his boss. So his boss basically called the shots. what the company would do with it. That was that no one's actually ever examined that CEO, because he's the crucial guy. I mean, he didn't discover LSD, but he had it on his hands, and they actually formed a tripping room within the company in the mid 40s, where employees could go in and take LSD, and no one knew anything about it. And the employees just said the things. I read all the reports, they were amazed how good they felt, that they could think about their life very clearly. They looked outside the window and admired the beauty of the clouds. Like, they were actually tripping, but everyone had a good experience, and people who were a little bit down or had no energy suddenly were revived. And so Sandoz thought that this was a game changer maybe for mental health, because at the time there were no antidepressants, antipsychotics. This all didn't exist. So LSD was like the first medicine that would actually heal people's minds. And he discussed this with Richard Kuhn on the German side, kind of naively. But Richard Kuhn, because they have been friends since the 20s. I mean, it's a Swiss guy and a German guy. They're friends. They're sharing information. So Stoll tells them, we have this powerful thing that works on the mind. We don't know yet how it works and what we could do with this. And Richard Kuhn, who was, you know, working for Nazi Germany, developing nerve gases. And I mean, he was a leading biochemist for Hitler. And one of his jobs was also to think about a so-called truth drug. This was a secret program of the Nazis. Can we find a drug with which we can improve our interrogation technique? Mm-hmm. So Kuhn thought, maybe this is maybe this is it. So the Nazis, the SS, made tests at the concentration camp of Dachau, giving inmates LSD and mescaline, doing human experiments, basically, without telling these inmates, these prisoners, we're giving you something now. They just drank a cup of coffee, but there was LSD or mescaline in it, so they started tripping. And so these experiments fell into the hands of the American military when they liberated Germany and the Dachau concentration camp. Mm-hmm. And the American military got very interested in it, because, you know, if this is a new type of weapon, maybe this LSD, we should maybe use it in the Cold War, which was then starting. So they let the SS experiment be evaluated by a Harvard professor who was an expert in drugs, and he wrote back, yeah, maybe this could be a good weapon. Maybe we could, you know, attack a Soviet battleship, kind of poison, or, you know, infuse their water supply with LSD. They would all be tripping. They couldn't fight anymore. So these were this kind of thinking led them to the CIA developing LSD as a potential weapon. So the dream of Sandoz, the company, to turn it into a medicine was early on blocked by, you know, this, I think, naive communication that the CEO had with a Nazi biochemist. So you can trace that communication all the way then back into the United States.
That's amazing. Back in the 60s, a friend of mine was going to MIT, and he got sucked into the CIA, without realizing it, into the CIA LSD experiments, and was given LSD without his consent. And that was not a good experience.
It can't be, you know, it's such a powerful substance. You cannot give it to someone without, you know, telling that person. It's a cruel experiment.
It really was. I think he's still wounded by it. I'm wondering, you mentioned that there was an assertion that LSD could be therapeutic for dementia or Alzheimer's. Has that been followed up? Is that true?
Well, that's what the startup companies worldwide are now trying to investigate and examine. And slowly the laws are softening, and it's easier than like 20 years ago or 10 years ago to make these clinical tests, but it's still not so easy. You have to, you know, fill in a lot of paperwork and get permission to work with these substances, because they're still controlled substances. That is kind of the catch-22 with the psychedelics, when Nixon proclaimed the war on drugs in the 60s and made also LSD and mushrooms, psilocybin, illegal. From that moment on, it was even illegal to examine whether it is dangerous. Like, they were so dangerous, you couldn't even examine whether that's true. And now, I mean, the findings are pretty clear that psychedelic compounds, especially LSD, enhances so-called neuroplasticity. Mm-hmm. Neuroplasticity is the ability of the brain, or the behavior of the brain, you could say, to constantly alter its shape. Basically, the brain is not a rigid thing in our skulls. It's constantly reconnecting, reorganizing knowledge, and LSD kind of stimulates that process. Also, LSD works against neuroinflammation, and neuroinflammation is the chief cause for dementia. So it looks like that these compounds that the government told us are too dangerous for us to use might actually be a brain food or very beneficial. And this is now being examined. And for sure, psychedelic medicines will come onto the market, but it will take another 10, maybe even 20 years. But companies are working on this right now. This is a billion-dollar market, obviously.
Sure. Yeah, we're talking with Norman Ohler. He's the author of a new book, Tripped, Nazi Germany, the CIA, and the Dawn of the Psychedelic Age. You have a chapter, LSD JFK. Tell me about that.
I mean, it's the fact that JFK had a girlfriend, and her name was Mary Pinchot. She was in the White House. She was seen by White House staff smoking weed with the president. There's documents for that. It's also a fact that she, in the spring of 1963, visited Timothy Leary, who had been a professor at Harvard and who was like the LSD guru, basically. He thought everyone should take LSD and then the world will become better, which... Okay. Well, he gets visited by Pinchot, and Pinchot says to him, I have a very influential friend and he wants to try LSD, and can you give us some? Because it's not so easy to get it, especially good material, I suppose, at the time. So Leary gave her LSD, but then there's no record that she actually took it with JFK in the White House. Mm-hmm. She had it in the White House with him, but you just pop it in your mouth and you've taken it, like no one needs to see you, no one would actually notice, like security wouldn't notice if the president was high on LSD. So it's possible that he was on LSD. What is a fact, again, is that a few weeks after this encounter between Pinchot and Leary, when she received the LSD for her influential friend, Kennedy gave his so-called peace speech at the American University. And in this speech, which you can find easily on YouTube, for example, he speaks completely different than before. Before that, Kennedy was actually kind of hawkish. Like, he was a Cold War guy. He was a traditional guy, and he thought, we have a problem with the Soviet Union. There's an arms race. There's a reason for it. We need to, be able to, make them be afraid of us. And, the whole arms race thing that he was, completely going with it. And so it's also, big industry, big American industry, big global industry. But the peace speech, which I encourage everyone to have a look at online, he suddenly speaks like a hippie. Like, he says, we're all the same on this planet. We have the same interests. We have children. We want to take care of the children. And this is ridiculous that we actually compete with the East. We should work together. Like, It's a funny speech. It's a good speech. You'd be amazed by his ideas. Actually, he had a complete turnaround of mind. And was that influenced by the LSD that he took in the White House? It's pure speculation. It's possible. It wouldn't be surprising, but maybe also just the love affair with Pinchot made him changed him. It's awesome. Or maybe just the weed he smoked with her.
Yeah,
but it is an interesting, and then if you think, obviously a few months later he gets shot in the head, at these peaceful thoughts. So,
sadly. Norman, I got to wrap it up here. I'm sorry, we're out of time, but Tripped is the book. Norman Ohler, Ohler is the author. Norman, thanks so much for dropping by.
It was a pleasure. Have
a
good...
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Thank you very much, Norman. Great talking with you. And thank you. We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this.
Our dial position is off to the right. Our conversation
LacrosseEagle.com.
And on the Civic
Your
Media app with
Eagle 1490.
Eagle 1490.
The talk of lacrosse.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Todd and his regular guest Trigvi Olsen were out and about with a simple theme: what makes Wisconsin great? For all the divisive topics and politics that we have on his show and on my show, we're doing that because we love living here and we want to talk about the things that make Wisconsin great. And we did that over cheese curds and cold beer last night. Ooh. And I really appreciate Todd doing that.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved winged thingies.
Winged thingies!
That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, winged thingies.
The winged thingies.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? I know how you can transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And just for you, an exclusive offer. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness and inviting you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Make better sleep health a priority this year. Go to CozyEarth.com and use my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with CozyEarth.com. Welcome back. This is nuts. Wisconsin Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde. This is the guy who is running against Senator Tammy Baldwin. This is the Republican who's going to be running against Tammy Baldwin. I believe. I believe he has passed his primary. I might be wrong on that. It doesn't. This article doesn't specify. It's from Raw Story, Matthew Chapman. But he is arguing that nursing home residents are too close to death to vote. They're too old to vote. He says, we had nursing homes where the sheriff of Racine investigated where you had 100% voting in nursing homes. Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote. Turns out, first off, that's a complete lie. There's not 100% voting in nursing homes. Never has been, never will be. The percentage of voting is not that different than the general population, number one. Number two, you know, some people live a lot more than 6 months. And number three, why don't you want them to vote? Oh, that's right. They're on Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, all programs brought to us by Democrats, all programs vigorously opposed by Republicans. By the way, the same guy who wants to be the next senator from Wisconsin, the next Republican senator from Wisconsin, says that in his ideal world, alcohol would not be legal for commercial sale. Right. Okay, now geeky science. The sense of touch is the first to develop in babies. We've got these special sensors, as it were, they're called C-tactile afferents. The skin contains these specialized sensors, which are particularly receptive to gentle caressing touch and temperature, factors that are also thought to facilitate emotional regulation. What they found is that when people get more touch, get touched more, and this is, you know, an argument to get a massage or an argument to just start touching your partner more and vice versa, they actually get physically and mentally better. It improves both physical and this was a study, it was published in the journal Nature Human Behavior, and it's a meta-study. The research looked at 212 previously published studies and included a statistical analysis of 85 studies involving adults and 52 involving newborns. The team found that touch was just as beneficial for mental health as for physical health, a finding that held for everybody from adults to newborns. And the type of touch and its duration was not that important, just the fact that somebody was touched. Oh, and touching the head is associated with greater health benefits than touching any other part of the body. Fascinating stuff. Get your massage. We'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. It is 27 minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the True People's Media, the Tom Hartman Program. I'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
Our dial this position is off to the right.
Can't ignore
our conversation. Try.
Why is everyone ignoring me?
Find out why
you're
all of lacrosse is
Eagle
talking
1490,
about Eagle 1490.
The talk of lacrosse.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Rose, CEO of Genesis Gold Group. Can your retirement savings, like an IRA or 401k, stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our very doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide.
Call Genesis Gold Group today at 1-800-200-GOLD and find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. That's 1-800-200-GOLD or 1-800-200-4653. Or visit genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high-interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old-school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Death Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and Paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at tomhartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work, offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcasts at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. I really do try to live with a heart healthy diet and a good exercise routine. And I also love with Superbeats Heart Chews, I can get daily blood pressure support in just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in super beets are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with super beets hard chews. I've been taking them for almost a decade. They are so convenient to take. I just love that. Super beets hard chews are effective and clinically studied. They're from super beets, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based and no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Super Beets Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Super Beets Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeets.com. That's T-H-O-M loves BEETS.com. TomLovesBeats.com for this exclusive offer. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Jim in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Hi, Tom. So much to say, so little time.
Indeed.
So I was responding to Team Greed, Tom. And he was talking about being in the middle class, and I was thinking, does he have a concept of what GDP is per household? And in America, it's over $185,000. So we say he's middle class, but he's just part of the class that's getting his life stolen from him, even more so the bottom 20%.
Yeah, absolutely, and that proves the old joke that five average middle class guys are sitting at a bar and Bill Gates walks in and suddenly the average of all of them is worth billions of dollars, each one of them on average, and it just were it not for all those billionaires, you wouldn't have that $100,000 number you just threw out, Jim.
Yeah, it's sort of ridiculous. The I like to follow Ford stock. And those laborers, the people who went on strike, of course, they cost me a few bucks, but I was on their team. Mm-hmm. And those guys are so productive. They produce over $5 million each in vehicles.
Wow.
That's 100 cars per employee.
So the employee produces $5 million worth of product, and in exchange for that, they're paid, what, $25, $30, $40 an hour?
Yeah, and that's so hard for the corporatists to bite. It's just unbelievable how we sell ourselves short to these rip-off clowns. It's really sickening. And it relates to Social Security. The Social Security problem is an issue basically because we replace people with machines, and poof, there goes 10% of what we could have had as receipts. But that money's gone somehow. We can't. First of all, it replaced the labor. Mm-hmm. Pressed labor costs down. It's just untenable how there's no answers when there's actually plentiful amount of answers. Just nobody can even think about adding more cost to their product.
I get it. I get it. Jim, excellent points. Thank you so much for calling and making them. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
I understand that yesterday Trump was following the path of totalitarianism, instead of totality. Anyway.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'm sorry. I missed the joke. It's quite all right.
Okay. All right. I was wondering what happens if Trump wins the election in November and in December he's convicted of crimes, federal and state. He can't assume office, I would think.
Nobody knows. I mean, we're in uncharted territory here. We've never had a criminal as a president before, and therefore we've never had a president being held to account under criminal law. So nobody knows how this is going to play out.
I think they disproved the idea of that he can pardon himself.
Well, that would have to be decided by the Supreme Court. Nobody knows if that's possible or not.
don't know. I thought it was based on something where you can't try yourself or whatever it is.
There is a legal principle like that, but this is not a court. This is an executive action.
Right. And then one last thing. I hope at some point you get to look up the Washington Post's mission statement, which was written by Eugene Meyer, who is a right-wing conservative. He was the first president of the World Bank. He was chairman of the Fed under Roosevelt. He wasn't too happy about the New Deal, but he put out the statement when he bought the Washington. By the way, he lived in Seven Springs, and that's the Trump house up in Westchester. He built that.
Oh, wow.
And his daughter married someone named Graham, so her name was Catherine Graham, and the paper was left to her.
Right.
But in his seven principles, he talks about the first mission of the newspaper is to tell the truth as nearly as the truth can be ascertained. Mm-hmm. The newspaper shall tell all the truth so far as it can learn it concerning important affairs of America. The newspaper's duties to its readers and the public at large, not to private interests of its owners. The pursuit of truth, newspaper shall be prepared to make sacrifices of material fortunes if such course be necessary for the public good.
Yeah.
And
that's great. I mean, very, very noble perspective on that, Bill. I'll have to look it up. Thank you for sharing that with me. I had no idea. Good talking to you. Chad in Chicago. Hey, Chad, what's on your mind today?
Good to talk to you, Tom. I'm a college graduate and now living on a pension and had to go out and find a second job because my health insurance just went up almost $100 a month. And at the time, my parents couldn't afford to pay for my college, but I did decide to make the conscious choice to go to college and enroll. I worked two jobs during college and acquired a huge amount of credit card debt. And I'm wondering who
I
could get a hold of.
Chad.
I want to know who's gonna reimburse me for all the debt that I incurred to make a choice to go to college. And why is it that nobody, especially on the left, isn't putting any pressure on these institutions, these colleges, to reduce the cost of these tuitions because they're astronomical, and it's a ripoff.
We are the only developed democracy in the world that does not offer widespread free college education. In fact, you know, there's seven countries in Europe that will pay you to go to college, anywhere from $300 a month to $1,000 a month. There's American students who are studying right now in Germany and in Czechoslovakia and in a half a dozen different European countries, where they're actually paid by those governments to go to college.
Hey, that's great. We're not in Czechoslovakia.
No, I get that. But here's the thing. It was free college in the United States. Abraham Lincoln was the first guy who gave us free college with the Morrill Act. The Morrill Act designated, I think it was 74, I could be wrong, created 74 universities. Michigan State University was one of them. And they're called land-grant colleges because Lincoln gave this land and said, use the land to make money so that you can run the college, so that people can go to college for free. Before that, Thomas Jefferson created the University of Virginia. Again, a free college for the first 100 years or so of its existence. When my parents were going to college, it was really free. I mean, it was really cheap. My mom worked her way through Michigan State University, propping airplanes, and as a lifeguard up in Charlevoix, it's crappy pay. My dad got the GI Bill. He was paid to go to college. So, you know, that was that generation, and that generation having that college education is what brought us a man on the moon. It's what brought us the transistor. It's what brought us the integrated circuit. It's what made America the most competitive nation in the world, education. And then Reagan came along and said, I don't want to pay for these brats. That was the word he used to describe college students. I don't want to pay for these brats. And he ended free college in California when he was governor. And then the first thing he did in the first year he was president was to cut the federal education budget by 20%. It used to be in 1980, before Reagan came into office, 80% of a college education cost was paid for by the school, by the state, or by the federal government. And 20% was paid as tuition. Today, tuition covers 80%, and the government only picks up 20%. This is the damage that Ronald Reagan has done to America. And as a result, there's an enormous amount of lost potential, an enormous number of people who could be extraordinarily productive and help our society who just can't because they can't get the education because they can't afford it.
Okay, great points, Tom. You still haven't answered any of my questions. Who's going to cut me a check and reimburse me? And why aren't anybody on the left, including the Democrats and you yourself on your show, you got a huge platform, why aren't you putting the screws to these colleges to lower tuition costs? Pretty simple question.
Well, the colleges, by and large, are nonprofit institutions. And so when you're looking at what they're charging, you're typically looking at what it actually costs them to provide an education. Costs have gone up. Yeah, have gone up. I mean, we've had inflation since 1980 as well. So I don't think leaning on the colleges is the solution. I think the solution is to go back to what we had before Reagan.
And Tom, I think the reason why the college tuitions have gone through the roof is because they've offered all these grants and programs out there. And all the colleges, and they realize that they're going to lean on the government.
There are no more grants and programs from the colleges themselves now than there were 50 years ago. Chad, it's just wrong. Chad, thanks for the call. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
Talk about lacrosse in Wisconsin
without the yelling and screaming.
Why is everyone ignoring
conversations? Find out why all of lacrosse is talking about Eagle 1490.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, with everything lacrosse is talking about, you're soaring with Eagle 1490.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A New York appeals judge rejected Donald Trump's latest effort to delay his hush money trial, declaring he can't get a fair shake in New York City and complaining about a limited gag order.
Jury selection is set to begin Monday. Prospective jurors will fill out a 7-page questionnaire asking whether they've ever attended a Trump rally, follow him on social media, or belong to an array of extremist groups like Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, or Antifa. Potential jurors will also be asked if they have strong opinions about Trump or firmly held beliefs about whether a former president can be charged with a crime.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Arizona doing away with a woman's right to choose. That state's Supreme Court ruled that a law dating to Arizona's territory days that bans virtually all abortions is the law of the state now. Missouri gave a lethal injection to Brian Dorsey, condemned for shotgunning his cousin and her husband to death in 2006 after he couldn't get money out of them to pay drug dealers. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden says his new student loan forgiveness plan would cancel tens of thousands of dollars in interest for Americans who can prove hardship cases. He called it a ticket to the middle class in Madison Monday.
I think we all in this room share one goal. Give everybody a fair shot. Just a shot.
freedom to chase their dreams.
Republicans call the plan a desperate attempt to buy votes. Wisconsin's longest-serving state senator is calling it quits. Republican Rob Coles of Green Bay says he'll retire instead of run for re-election now that his newly redrawn district is more favorable to Democrats. Coles is 73 years old. He was first elected to the Senate in 1987 after 4 years in the Assembly. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies to take us through the overnight. Lows near 40, light southwest winds. On your Wednesday, we'll see sunshine, then a few clouds gathering. High temperatures in the afternoon rising to the mid and upper 60s. Shower chances Wednesday night. Right now, it's 48.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Soaring from high above Riverside Park and Granddad's Bluff, this is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490.
Of our support across the various states.
The place to find that is over at Daily Kos. They do a really, really good job of organizing that kind of information and making it available to people.
Okay, and how do you go there?
It's dailykos.com.
Okay, kos.com. Okay, excellent.
Indivisible.org also has that information and does a great job with it. And they're worth joining.
Indivisible.org.
Correct.
Okay. I want you to know that I, and I'm sure I'm speaking for hundreds of thousands of people, that you are a national treasure who gives so much of, you know, tremendously ineffable support to our sanity and the truth. And, you know, you are just beyond priceless and well-beloved.
Well, thank you.
So regarding touch, in addition to my experience as a body worker, it's documented that babies or when an infant is crying, to pick it up and carry it for 5 minutes, that will soothe them deeply instead of cooing to them in their strollers and sticking a pacifier in their mouth.
Yeah.
That what these babies want more than anything is to be held and to be touched.
Yep.
And the inestimably damaging modern trend of keeping infants and babies from our loving arms is likely what has spawned the recent generations of grown people who have lost their empathy and connection to their fellow humans. Mm. You know, these strollers, you know, people just keeping them in strollers. I don't know if you've seen it because I haven't heard you mention it in your recent remarks about the Russians, but in the last week, 60 Minutes aired a program about quote-unquote Havana Syndrome, the original and more widely known name for something which has now been renamed more accurately since it has to do more than just with Cuba. But the investigators have uncovered direct evidence about a non-lethal acoustic device that the Russians have developed that they have been using to target the individual operatives and their families that have been involved in the investigation of insidious Russians. And one woman, I believe the wife of an agent, who was in her laundry room near a window, suddenly felt a blinding pain in her ear. She looked out the window, saw an unfamiliar car, went outside.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with the story, Susha.
She later identified.
What's your point about it?
Okay. So I just don't know that, you know, people are aware of how Putin is directly targeting the people investigating his corruption.
He's directly targeting Americans. Susha, thank you very much. Thanks for all your comments. Appreciate it. Jeff in Newburgh, Indiana. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. First of all, I just wanted to say thank you for you and your show. Truly appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
I heard a phrase or a term yesterday, sunk cost fallacy. I don't know if you're familiar with it. I had never heard it before.
I know what a sunk cost is, but I don't know why it would be a fallacy.
I don't know. That's the term I heard, and when I looked it up, that was part of it. But basically, it to me, it explained a lot about diehard Trump followers and, in fact, banks that lost money but continued to loan him money because the belief, I guess, the term is you have so much invested in time, belief, whatever, that although you realize changing course would be more beneficial, you just have too much invested.
Right. The cliche or the old phrase is throwing good money after bad.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd never heard it before, but to me it explained a lot about forever Trump followers and
yeah.
No matter what he does, they go along with it.
Yeah, and this billionaire out in California is trying to bail him out, you know, with his bond. Amazing. Jeff, thank you for that. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening to SiriusXM. Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Over 26,000 women in Texas right now are pregnant due to rape.
I know.
That's not what I'm calling about, but that can't
56,000 nationwide.
Right. But the reason I'm calling, I'm wondering, do you think that the Democratic Party will ever talk about getting rid of the Ronald Reagan tax, Social Security tax?
We had a caller on that earlier. You know, the Heritage Foundation, I believe, it was one of the right-wing think tanks, I think it was Heritage, last year came out with a suggestion that Republicans should run on that, that the, you know...
I remember that.
Yeah. I think Democrats should run on it.
Well, yeah, Mike, I know you've talked about this in the past, but I'm trying to figure out why this seems to me like a no-brainer for any politician from any party to be running on this. I would love to see this as part of the Democratic platform, but yet there's quite as mice about this.
Yeah.
And I just don't get it.
I'm trying to figure out why Reagan started taxing Social Security income to begin with. There was not much national debt at the time that he did that. It wasn't that the federal government needed more money. Our national debt was only $800 billion when Ronald Reagan came into office. I mean, it wasn't even a trillion. So, I'm with you. Ed, I got to run. I'm sorry, but thank you for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and people around.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap. Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare of right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This is April Fool's Day. Did you fall for any jokes today, Conrad?
Well, I guess
soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.